Come in, Sade. Greetings again, my dear beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear beautiful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date, Sunday, August the 31st, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of, for, and to the Haile Selassie I Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. Freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The kingdom and queendom of God, Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. The way to peace. The way to the watchers of noon. We are on a love tip, sisters and brothers. Love is in need of love today. No delay. Send yours in right away. Sade coming in with Soldier of Love because it's too much hatred and division. All of this teaching is to overcome all the barriers and boundaries, and so that we are enabled to love one another. This is the purpose of being a human being. This is what we promised the Most High when we were with the Most High Father and Mother Yahuwah in the waters of noon. That's you and me. That's Christ. That's us. We are Christ. We are the waters of noon. Jeremiah 1:5, Yahuwah knew all of us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. That word knew, having to do with relationship on both sides. We knew the Almighty knew us. We received the instruction from the Almighty as to how to behave. When we as Christ took on physical structure, took on a body, took on flesh, as the word of the Almighty being made into flesh by the mechanism of Christ atum. We promised that we would lead captivity captive, which means we had to love one another. Because in that power of love, we see a human being being destroyed by the system, held captive. And we want to free every human being from captivity. This is about love. So now we come to the time frame in the African narrative of Ptah, the earth mound rising up out of the waters of noon, causing the waves, causing the energy, the word of the Almighty causing movement of water and movement of earth. And so Ptah, this earth mound, represents the mind of the Almighty working on the polarity of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine, giving analysis to the chaos, to the disorder, to that condition that is the opposite of peaceful and tranquil. Now Ptah analyzes the issue, analyzes the problem. And Ptah draws in the mind of Ptah the solution. Remember that image power. We are all of us are the image of the Almighty, and all of us hold vast, untapped power and potential within ourselves, and the whole of the material universe also functions as the image of the Almighty, holding vast, untapped power within every portion, faction of the universe. So Ptah, the earth mound, every time you see earth, every time you see a mound, every time you see rocks, where Yahushua says the rocks will cry out. Peter is Ptah, according to Booker T. Coleman, and I understand that to be the reality. Peter represents the earth mound, the raised earth. You also get this picture in Mary of Magdala, Magdala, Magdalene, Magdala. When you research the definition of that word in the African Hebrew, you see raised earth. Raised earth. This is Ptah again. Ptah is the earth. Ptah is the mound. Ptah is the rock. Ptah is Peter, the pulpit, the wooden construct that speakers stand behind and speak to the people, represents Peter, represents Ptah, represents the earth mound, represents that raised earth that is used to disseminate truth so that the people may be pulled out of the pool, out of the pit. So the pulpit is the raised earth that is used to give truth that will raise us out of the pit and raise us up into Christ consciousness. So Ptah teaches us that we must examine, why is there sectarian violence all over the earth? Why is it that the Palestinian sisters and brothers are suffering genocide? Why is it that the sisters and brothers in the Ukraine in the East, only because they do not want to associate with the CIA coup, CIA created government in Ukraine, Kiev. Excuse me. Is it Kiev? Hold it now. Yeah, Kiev is yet the capital of Ukraine. And the CIA, State Department of the United States of America, and their intelligence agencies in Britain and Europe, Germany, France, etc., orchestrated a coup in Ukraine, changing the government, because that president, head of state there at that time, did not want to go so far to see his people raped and pillaged by the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization. So the CIA changed the government. And I believe you have, is it Yatsenyuk? I can't remember the name of the current president head of state now. But that is the CIA man. Now, the people in the east of Ukraine do not want the CIA man. They want to hang out with Russia and be friends with Russia, and that is their right. And so now you have upwards of 2,000 killed in Ukraine, most of those deaths coming from the government of Ukraine, the CIA government, killing, massacring our sisters and brothers in the east of Ukraine. That's a genocide. Then you have in America, the police killing over 400 black people every year over the last who knows how many years. That's a genocide. Then you have the drug cartels in Central and South America and Mexico killing enough people. Then you have the military of America and the military of Europe going all over killing enough people. Then you have these mercenary groups claiming Islam, having nothing to do with Islam, which means peace and the unity of the human family by following the dictates of the Almighty and the universe, which Allah represents the waters of Noon. ISIL, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, they have nothing to do with Islam. So this is a mercenary group. Just like Blackwater, whatever their current name is now. They were Blackwater. They were ZXE. Now they have another name. Change their name all the time. Like Al-Qaeda became Al-Nusra, became ISIL, ISIS. The CIA is running all this, sisters and brothers. The House of Rothschild running all this, sisters and brothers. The wicked ruling class running all of this to do what? Exterminate the human family. Through the creation of disease. Through the creation of disease and the manipulation of food and the manipulation of water, genetically altering everything, orchestrating all the warfare and the bloodshed, all the sectarian violence, all the hatred between races and culture and ethnicities and regional differences, etc., etc., religious differences, political differences, differences on the read of science, etc. All of this. See, we are in the mind of Ptah. We want to analyze this thing and understand our root problem is not ourselves, only in the fact that we have not taken our minds, taken our Ptah from the grip of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. So Ptah gives birth to, see, that mind is working on the polarity of the sacred divine masculine in union and unison and unity with the sacred divine feminine, now gives birth to Atum. Atum is called the atom and atomos in Greek, in Greece. In the Old Testament, Atum is called Adon. When you see the word Lord, L-O-R-D, and only the letter L is uppercase capital, most of the time that word is Adon. Adon is the, you may say, the god of matter, the goddess of matter, because Adon is Christos in the New Testament, Christ in the New Testament, Christos, having the same power and attributes that was called Atomos or Atom in Greece, that is called Adam in the Old Testament, showing that the human being is Adam, masculine, feminine, having the power of Christos, having the power of the atom of life to transform the word of the Almighty, which is the neutron in the atom of life, housed in the nucleus, the nuclei, with the Y chromosome proton, which is the father in the nuclei, the nucleus of the atom, aided by the electron, the X chromosome, the mother, the feminine in the atom of life, and the electron X chromosome feminine mother in the atom of life has the spirit energy bearing on the atom of life, causing the reality of the energy disposition of that particular atomos atom of life. All of this was originally called Atum. Atum is the god goddess of matter. Now, Atum is masculine, but I'm talking about that power. This power of masculine feminine must come together within all of us. Atum, now, is born out of the mind of Ptah. Masculine feminine polarity giving birth to Atum. Atum is charged with bringing order out of chaos. Atum born out of darkness. Atum born out of the waters of noon. Atum is now going to take the waters of noon, the watery waves of noon, and transform these watery waves of noon through the self of Atum, which is the power of solar, the power of hydrogen, the power of light, the power of solar energy. And that transformation will cause the waves, watery waves of noon, to amass into the material mass, matter, material universe that we are familiar with in all of the fixtures, sun, moon, stars, planets, etc. All of the fixtures, the firmament, and you and I are also that waters of noon that came through light, that along with the word of the Almighty, which is ourselves, coming through material mass matter, through light, we have this physical structure. And so, Atum goes into that water, the waters of noon, the watery waves of noon, and calls forth the forces and the energies of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine, calls forth calls forth noon and nonet. Noon, these waters, this plasma, this quartz, drawn as blue sometimes, drawn as green sometimes. So you have these various depictions in the religions of the earth. Quetzalcoatl, blue, black. Horus or Heru and Asuru, seen as blue, black, and sometimes green. Buddha and Krishna, drawn and seen as blue, black, and sometimes green. This is all from the waters of noon. Your aliens drawn as gray and drawn as green. All of this comes from the watery waves of noon. Noon. So noon represents material, mass, and matter. Then you have the womb of Nonet. The womb of Nonet represents the heavens, or the structure of the heavens, which is the womb that carries these waters that must be given birth to. So Nonet, the womb, the mother, the feminine, the structure of the heavens, the actual structure that holds the waters of noon. Now you move to Atum, calling forth Ha and Hahet. Ha is the sacred divine masculine. Ha represents infinity without barriers, without boundaries. Infinity, no beginning and no ending. Ha-het, and all of this is yet taking place in the waters of Nun, because all come from water. All come from the waters of Nun and the womb of Nanet. Ha-het is the sacred divine feminine. She represents finite, boundary, and barrier. So we look at this and we say that truth, justice, and righteousness are eternal. No beginning, no ending. No barrier, no boundary. Love and friendship and camaraderie. Infinity, no barrier, no boundary. No beginning, no ending to those realities. But death, hell, and destruction, that's Ha-het, representing the fact that Ha-het represents that wickedness must come to an end. And the feminine power in all of us must rise up as a mother and say, end the warfare and the bloodshed and the death and the hell and the destruction. The goddess Kali in the Hindu, she holds a number of arms and legs. I think four arms and four legs, I think. And eight is significant, representing eternity. But there is one arm that holds a sword with a severed head of a wicked man. She, the black goddess Kali, to me represents Ha-het, representing the fact that there is an end to wickedness, an end to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, an end to a mind that conjures up wickedness and conjures up warfare and conjures up death, hell, and destruction. So Ha-het represents the finite reality of all that is not commensurate with the universe. That is Ha-ha and Ha-het. Immediately you can see that Ha and Ha-het is dealing with the force of time. The force of time. And I'm reminded of the Greek mythologies. That knowledge and wisdom of creation coming through the Greeks, that knowledge and wisdom of chaos and order out of chaos coming through the Greeks. You have Kronos swallowing up the gods and the goddesses, trying to keep the gods and the goddesses of Zeus in his belly. Kronos represents time, and time swallowing you up represents a finite period of time. But Zeus was prevented from being swallowed up. And Zeus represents Atum. Oh, it's a blessing to understand all of these narratives and connect it all to the one narrative of Africa as the root, and see that all of us are talking about the same reality using a different language. And Zeus grows up and eventually frees his sisters and brothers. And his sisters and brothers carry the attributes of motion and time and energy and chaos and all of that reality that we are teaching from Africa. And so when he frees his sisters and brothers from Kronos, now you have infinity. You have finite, which is Ha, and now you have finite, which is Ha-het in ancient Africa Kemet. And you have infinity, which is Ha in ancient Africa Kemet. But I was looking up words, and I ran into a word, I think it's perfidity, having to do with Janus or Ionus in Greece, another child in this narrative in Greece, teaching us of chaos and so on and so forth. But this Janus character is two-faced. And it's so interesting to me, because when they say two-faced, they say you're being duplicitous and you're being disingenuous and you're being wicked and you're being untruthful, having an agenda. But Janus or Janus represents the two faces of time. One face facing eternity and the other face facing time in a finite reality. The two faces having to do with time infinity, boundless, no barrier, and time as finite with barrier and boundary. And to me, there are three aspects, not only time infinity and time finite, but the aspect of time in the present. And I can recall Peter Tosh in his, what was his song? Mystic Man. He said, I'm a mystic man. I'm a man of the past, a man of the future, and a man of the present. Understanding infinity in front, infinity behind us, understanding time infinity and time finite, a man of the past, a man of the present, and a man of the future. Janus dealing with time in the past, time in the future, and time in the present. Time in the past and the future is infinity. Time in the present has a finite on it. We are always entering a new second, a new minute. The minute that passed is now finite, done, gone. But there's a new time, a new second, a new minute. And so it was interesting when I ran across Janus, also associated with chaos, also associated with time and energy, and the siblings all dealing with these various forces of nature and the universe. And so, Atum, Ha, and Hahet. So you see that we are dealing with time. We are dealing with energy. We are dealing with space. These are the building blocks of the universe given to us by the modern day scientists, but taken from the ancient Africans. Now, Atum calls forth Kuk and Kaket, and Kuk is darkness, and Kaket is light. And we know that these two forces, darkness gives birth to light. And we're going to see all of this in scripture. Darkness is the dark matter of the universe, sacred, divine, masculine energy, power and force. This dark matter, dark energy, dark water, melanin of the universe, gives the power to the golden sun that shines white light, that seen through the prism gives us the rainbow colors. But in between the colors, we see the dark matter, the melanin of the universe, that is the touchstone, the black touchstone that causes the integrity of the universe, that causes the universe to function as the universe should function, like the touchstone causes the integrity or teaches of the integrity of every element on the table of elements, as hydrogen is the base and first element on the table of elements. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.